You're listening to Liam Casey at the Dublin Web Summit.
Still, Silicon Valley for us is a great center of excellence when it comes to technology and engineering. You're really trying to build a 3D printer for the world, and we call it an incubator, right? But you're building an incubator with some really high-end manufacturing equipment to make these products to take them to the world market.
In large scale.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the incubator real fast.
So our accelerator, we started with an accelerator just over a year ago.
He's talking with Robert Scoble, Scobleizer on Twitter.
But it's good for them. And it's the same thing, and I use the same analogy for company. Companies need to stay fit, they need to stay exercised. And to do that, in our business, there will be no better way than doing it through the entrepreneurs. These entrepreneurs, I get calls in the middle of the night it could be from Aya from Little Bits, it could be Julia from NARC, it could be from Mark from Contour Camera, it could be Bill from MetaWatch. And they'll call you and they'll ask you the craziest things ever. I need this. And they don't understand no. And rather than saying no to them, I listen and say, okay, what do we need to do? What do we need to change our business so that we can do this? Because if we can do this with the entrepreneurs, we can do for anybody. You know, and anywhere we're going to help, our clients come to us because a big client for us will come and they'll want to do a global rollout. And they'll want to take 6 months to robots, they launch a product in the US, then they launch it in Canada, they launch it in the UK, in Europe, and then in Asia. When we look at some of the companies that we've worked with, especially the Kickstarter companies, if they come to us and they want us to do the fulfillment, they'll say to us, what do you mean it's going to take 6 months? They say, no, we have the orders from 88 countries. We want to ship to 88 countries today. Yeah. So that kind of frenzy and excitement is great. And we're adding a new company to our accelerator today, and I'm thrilled that Corey could be here with Otto. So Corey, if you want to come up.
And Corey, so we're announcing a product here.
Yes, we're announcing Otto.
And you have Otto.
Do you have Otto? Otto's right here.
Okay.
And this is a robot.
I think this is a bit unexpected. Didn't expect him to bring a robot onto the stage. It's a little white thing.
And it contextual software.
I think I'm going to go and get a photograph of this thing.
Oh,
never mind.
Tell me a little bit about where we're going with these robots, because this is going to be a user interface. You know, just like GUI brought a new kind of computing experience, then the touch brought a new computing experience. Having a robot is different. My grandma will deal with this. She will never deal with a touch computer first, right?
Yeah, Autumn is a very new kind of interface. And I've been working on something like this for the last 10 years, understanding about human-robot interaction. And she starts off knowing a little bit about you. In the first conversation, she'll ask her name. In the case of our wellness product, trying to help people lose weight and live healthier lives. She'll ask me, how do you like to start off? Yeah, so let's go talk to her here. I'll give you the 5-second introduction. But she plugged in down front.
He's actually turning on a robot, and he's going to talk to the robot. He's got a mic in his hand. Robert Scoble's bending down. Liam Casey's bending down. Three men around a little white robot.
This is a half human. It doesn't do a lot of dancing or anything like some of the Honda robots.
Sure. Yeah, so she just has a conversation with you. She'll look at you, talk to you, and she's interacting with you. So she's got a camera inside one eye that will help to, so she can make eye contact during the conversation. And we'll sit down a little more comfortable up here talking about it.
You can get a demo. You're going to be demoing this at the PCH booth all day.
Yes, we'll be at the PCH booth all day, so we can give live demos with anyone who wants to. But Otto actually learns about you in real time, so it's all through conversation. So it's not menus and setup. It's asking you each day what you're doing. In this case, she'll ask about eating, exercise, and weight. Or she connects with other devices, like your Fitbit or your weighted scale, to know about that information. And she adapts to you over time.
As an entrepreneur who had a dream to build something like this, what are a few tips for other entrepreneurs who might want to build a hardware device, maybe a toy, maybe a phone-style thing, or a case or something like that? What does an entrepreneur need to know to have a good conversation with a new company?
Well, one thing that I figured out over the last 4 or 5 years of building this is, obviously this is very complex, right? Building a new kind of interface, building the software, building the hardware. And I think something that's very important as an entrepreneur is understanding, what I as an individual schedule and Intuitive Automata as a small company, you know, what we do well and where we look for the right partners. So there's the interface and the psychology and the medicine behind this that we do well. We build all the software that runs on the robot, but then we have other partners. So in the past, we partnered with the company for the voice output. And the partnership that we're announcing this morning that we're very excited about is partnering with DCH to build what you see there and be able to build the hardware and deliver this around the world at scale. So that's not something that we do. We recognize we need the right kind of partner, and we're very excited. Very excited to have found that with DCH.
Actually, there's been so much interest, but for us, we're looking better than when we talk about this market. So we know we've got an entrepreneur who's going to take it away and completely commit it. And I think our team, John Gallagher, the CTO of China, from Mayo, actually, is really excited about projects like this. And he knows that we've got his team can actually execute this in the room here. We'll go over the price, which we were able to get to a very good price.
It has Wi-Fi, so it's connected back to our servers, so we can constantly update with new information to talk about. So while Autumn's having a conversation with you, she's not actually following a script. She actually learns about each individual and adapts each conversation to you over time.
Last question.
That's it. What's the same
she's going to here.